John Goger is a superior court judge in Atlanta. He works in the courthouse where today's shooting occurred, though he was not there at the time. Judge Goger joins us from his home in Atlanta. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
And I understand that you knew Judge Roland Barnes quite well. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What can you tell us about the kind of judge he was, the way he approached the law?
Roland Barnes, he was a great listener. I doubt that Roland ever made up his mind or ever made a snap decision. And if it was a difficult decision, he was not afraid to go ahead and do what he thought was necessary, what was right, and what was above all fair. He was a very fair man in a business where being fair is the most important thing. And I'll tell you something else, and I also heard this today. You know, after somebody dies, people are quick to say nice and loving things about that person. But in the case of Roland Barnes, they said the same things about him last week that they said about him today.
Hmm. Would you also have known the court reporter, Julie Brandau, who was shot and killed?
Yes. Just a terrific woman. Smiles. Very pretty. And was just a terrific asset to the entire courthouse.
Do you know whether you knew the two deputy sheriffs who were, one was wounded, one was killed?
I still don't know which sheriffs are involved.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, as you think about what happened today with the defendant overpowering the sheriff, getting her gun, committing these crimes, does it point you to any lessons, any changes that should be made with security in the courthouse?
Well, Roland's office and his courtroom is in what we call the old courthouse, and he was the only day-to-day judge whose courtroom was over there. The courtrooms are set up in a way so that there are holding areas specifically designed to hold prisoners and keep them in a secure area, literally behind bars, where they can change their clothes and be prepared to be brought into the courtroom. In the old courthouse, that type of facility isn't available. I am quite sure that the lesson that will be learned from this is that we will never have another criminal trial in that part of the court facility.
I wonder, though, if there is a defendant who wants to get his hands on a deputy sheriff's gun,
well,
if there's any way to prevent them from doing that.
That's true, too. You know, in the final analysis, if somebody has got their mind set to do something horrible, they're going to try to do something horrible and either succeed at it or not. But I think the idea behind security is to make that opportunity as small as possible. And in the older courthouse, that opportunity is much greater than it is in the newer facility that is designed to hold prisoners for exactly this type of purpose.
Have there been times in your own courtroom when you felt at risk, when you felt security wasn't what it should have been?
Actually, there are times, and I think every judge will tell you, you know, a courtroom is a very tense room. People get very emotional. They get very anxious. I have seen people get violent in the courtroom. I've seen parties threaten each other in the courtroom. It's a difficult, difficult place. Litigation is not pleasant, and it does tend to bring out the difficult side in all of us, I guess.
Will you be approaching your task any differently, do you think, when you get back to work, get back on the bench?
Well, I'll approach it differently in the sense that Roland Barnes won't be there anymore. And will I approach my job any differently? I'm sure, you know, I'll look over my shoulder or I'll be, and I'm sure the sheriff is going to change the way business is done in those courtrooms. But really, right now, the only thing that I see different about my job is that a very good friend, an excellent colleague, and someone that I had a great deal of affection for is not going to be part of my life or part of our spirit down there has been taken away from us.
Well, Judge Goger, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Judge Goger is a superior court judge in Atlanta and a friend of Judge Roland Barnes, who was killed in court today.